Hi there, Kamasi here, coach strategist, author of a bunch of books, and welcome to the Life Masterclass podcast series. Coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali, and I'm up the east coast of Bali in a beautiful place called Chandidasa. It's a gorgeous day here, and you might even be hearing the sound of the ocean in the background. So I hope you're having a fantastic day wherever you are in this podcast. It's all about talking a concept and then getting super practical about, okay, that's the theory, got it. What can I do about that theory, integrating it into my life? Now, as I record this, we're in week 3 of the Become a Natural Superhuman workshop, a resilience boot camp. And we're now in Warrior Week. So the topic I'm going to talk about is Warrior Week. Now, if you haven't joined already, know that the workshop is in progress, but I'm leaving the doors open until 17th of December. You can still, you know, join up right up until the 17th of December. You have access to it for 6 months, so you can do that 5 weeks in your own time. Start of 2022 might be a pretty awesome thing to do. And up until the 17th of December, it's only $4. It's not $297 like normal. It's $4 to do it, and that $4, 100% of it goes to charities. Bali Street Mums, so a beautiful charity there. Okay, so now on to topic. So the topic of today is about time. And it's as a result of a conversation I was having with my siblings. And, you know, there was talk about everyone's got busy lives and they've, you know, got lots of different moving parts in it. You know, whether it's partners, whether it's children, whether it's, you know, work and all these extra stuff. We've all got lots of responsibilities. So one of the things, and, you know, this is Warrior Week, and the warrior is really quite tough at times, quite ruthless at times. Like the leader, and, you know, part of my program is about the leader, the warrior, and the sage, and bringing all of those forth. So it might be the leader that comes up with the idea of, you know, this is where we want to go to, and even might go down to these are the priorities. But then it's the warrior that's actually making those things manifest. It's the warrior that sort of says, okay, I know that's the mission. And the warrior then is ruthless on ensuring that the mission is achieved. The warrior is not going to like leave any rock unturned in order to achieve that thing. But the warrior is ruthless about, you know, what gets done and what doesn't get done. The warrior doesn't waste time doing fluffy stuff that's interesting but doesn't really serve the mission. So when we go through life, there might be times where it's time to turn the dial up on the ruthlessness of management of time. And management of time really comes down to management of priorities, management of the things you say yes to and the things you say no to. And one of my favorite techniques, and this is, you know, one of the final chapters in my book Decision Making Mastery, is this strategy of asking yourself, is this essential or is this desirable? And the warrior is working on essential and not working on this desirable stuff, not working on the fluffy stuff. The warrior is not about the fluffy stuff. The warrior is about this is the essential stuff. So there might be times in our life where we're under a bit of pressure and that sort of thing. You know, we've got some tough choices to make. We've got some impositions coming from us. Maybe they're coming from government or they're coming from our boss or they're coming from some mandated thing or any of that other sort of baloney. So when we've got that extra pressure of life and extra stuff added to that, that's the time we need to be even more ruthless with what we say yes to, what we say no to. And that doesn't mean that's going to be us for our whole life, like only rigidly doing this. It's saying no for this period of time. I need to get super focused because I need to deal with these things that are important, that are impacting my life, which have longer term consequences. So therefore, I need to really pay attention to them. So I don't have time to do that, and I don't have time to do that, And that's not a priority for now. I'm just going to park it on the shelf over there for 6 months. This is what we need to do when it comes to managing our time, managing our activities, getting stuff done. And again, it's that ruthless worry that's going, you know, someone goes, oh, can you help me with this? And that ruthless worry goes, no, back off. Here's the boundary. I'll revisit. I can maybe help you in 3 months' time, but for now, I'm working on this thing. I've got this health thing to work out. I've got this relationship to work out. I've got this work thing to work out. I'm transitioning into this particular thing. I don't have time for all of these fluffy little things. So that's my point. It's about managing time. It's about being a ruthless warrior and being really focused on what's essential, not what's desirable, what's essential, and doing that and realizing it isn't for life. It's just for now, because this is what I need to do, how I need to show up. The warrior shows up in the particular way they need to show up for the particular situation they're experiencing. There's times where the warrior has an opportunity for R&R. That's built into the program. But when stuff needs to get done, it's the getting done. That's what the warrior does. The warrior gets shit done. And they get it done by just focusing on what needs to be done, being clear of their boundaries, saying no to the stuff that's not essential, and being focused on the things that are essential. So I hope that's useful for you as you navigate your way through life, and you might have things coming up in your life that have high consequences. So it might be that you need to like focus your full attention on that and push some of these other things away that you might be able to revisit in 3 months, 6 months, 12 months time. They might not be important for now. So it's important for you to work out what are the priorities, what are the essentials. Okay, I know you've got it. I know you can take that into your life. Wishing you all the very best. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Like I said, if you want to join the workshop up until the 17th of December 2021, you can join that. $4. You've got it for 6 months there. If you would like to work with me one-on-one, I'm going to take a group of 8 people maximum for 9 months through 2022, starting in March. So if you want to check out the details for that, check that out. That's my sort of coaching program. It's only a small program, well, small group, goes for 9 months, but that's the primary focus for me. Each year I take a group through that, and it's been an amazing supportive experience for the group that's gone through 2021 with me, particularly as 2021 has been so tumultuous. So it's a beautiful place to have the support. We do the one-on-one work, and I teach you everything I've learned over the last 52 years. And if you're making a major transition, if you're starting a business, if you want to build, create anything, you know, that's me working with you one-on-one to help you create that. Want to write a book? I'll help you do that. Want to create a program? I'll help you do that. Want to create a business? I'll help you do that. Want to do anything? That's the perfect time and the most economical way that you'll have that depth of support for me for an extended period of time. So do check it out. Details down below. So on that note, have an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are on this gorgeous, incredible, beautiful planet of ours. All the very best. Take care.